Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Antonio Duarte.
Antonio Duarte. Okay, Mr. Duarte, this is Arizona Board of Executive Plymouth City. And we want to take this opportunity to welcome you to the board that you are here regarding the two alleged allegations of your work. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on March the 3rd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir? And on there, among other things, stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir? And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today, all the way on the other end of me, Graham Point. That is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, sitting right next to me on my right, which will be your left, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Gowanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, who's getting up, that is the Honorable Mr. I'll introduce him once he's back down. The gentleman that you see sitting there now, that is the Honorable Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today. Mr. Duarte and Mr. Grady, the both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God and be your sole friend.
Do
you also, sir, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? Okay, speak up just a little bit. The can't quite hear you. There's a phone problem, somewhere connection. Okay, now I'm going to read the two allegations on your warrant, and after I read each of them, please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about September the 21st, 2017, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated September the 22nd, 2017. Sir, is that true or false? Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about September the 12th, 2017, as verbally directed on August the 10th, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was restrained from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes.
What does yes mean? True or false, sir?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Duarte, I'm notified that he was in violation of the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing, which is the most important one. In phase two, the board is going to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. We're going to begin phase two by receiving some background information from the Department of Corrections on you. And once we get that information, then we're going to come back and we'll have a conversation with you, sir. So if you will remain quiet, and at this time, Mr. Grady will give us some background information. Mr. Grady, sir.
Mr. Duarte was reached in DOC on July 21st of 2017. He was arrested on February 8th of 2018 by Tucson Criminal Investigations Unit. He had no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on February 8th of 2018. He has a CCB June 17th of 2018 that reflects 149 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, trafficking and stolen property, 3 years, 6 months. 2014, trafficking and stolen property, 3 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. He has one term with DLC, CUIR scores of 4-4, mental health scores of 3, substance abuse scores of 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and violence limited. Other arrests, 2003, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, trafficking and stolen property, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2010, traffic in stolen property, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2011, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. Is the community risk score on a G3, V3.
Thank you so very much. And Mr. Dante, we're back to you, sir. We just want to talk with you a few moments as we look at the case supervision summary. It seems that when you were released, you were to be placed at PRC. I believe that is the Penitentiary Interest Center down in Tucson. And you were approved to live, after that, you were approved to live with your mother. Also down in Tucson on Virginia Street, and then we lost track of you. What happened, sir? It seemed to me that you kind of disappeared somewhere along the way for 149 days. So what happened in 149 days? Why did you leave, sir?
The phone they had was ringing, and I had to
Wait a minute, now I got a little lost. You have to speak up. And you said the phone went off, and you contact, who did you contact, sir?
Your
mother. Did you contact your parole officer, sir?
Yes.
And what happened when you contacted your parole officer?
It's on the policy number, and I'm
so you weren't able to get in contact with him. Why didn't you go back to the parole office and meet with someone down at the parole office, sir?
I went to my parole officer and I
couldn't phone. So we had to
take
to
the bus and
see what's going on.
I was speaking after the
bomb. Okay, sir. Now, I do take note that in July the 24th, you had no sample. This is a UAA. You had one in August the 10th, but August 24th, there was no sample collected, and September the 21st, no sample was collected. Why didn't you drop in the UAE, sir?
Yes, I dropped
in the UAE. Yeah, you dropped one in August the 10th. You did drop one, but after August the 10th, you didn't drop one. What you would... You didn't know that your color was being called, or what happened, sir?
I don't know if we got mixed up in our bottles and didn't get through, but
I do take note also, sir, that you were referred to COPE for your SMI services. Did you report to a COPE program, that's a COPE. Did you report to that program, sir, for your SMI situation?
Yes.
And did they give you any medication or anything like that, sir, to assist you, to help you?
Yes.
Are you on medication now, sir, for whatever your situation is, your SMI situation? Are you on any medication at this point, sir?
Yes.
Is it helping? Is that medication helping you, sir? Okay, well, I'm glad to know that it is helping you, and I hope that you will stay on that because we want you to be well and be a productive citizen. Okay, so I'm going to yield to other board members who might have some questions for you. Board members, any questions for Mr. Dante? I don't see any questions at this time for you, sir, but this is your hearing. I know you've been pretty quiet. You've been giving your name a yeses and noes, but you can tell the board anything you want to tell the board at this time without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board before the board makes a decision, sir?
I hope I will support. I will get in
okay, sir. Well, now the board is going to get ready to go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And follow this, please stay on the phone. Don't hang up the phone. Just stay on the phone and listen, because we do everything in the open. in keeping with Arizona Open Meeting Law. And following this discussion, the board will make its decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. So at this time, the board is in discussion. I find Mr. Dante, he's quiet, but he's answered all of the questions. I think that one of his problems might be his SMI, and I believe that the medication is beginning to kick in, and I think that that's one of the things that he needs to make sure that he remains on that medication, that he stay in contact with his mother, because he was able to spend some time with his mother, but due to the fact that he did abscond for such a long period of time, I don't believe he's suitable for community supervision at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
I agree.
Thank you, sir. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Dante's community supervision inasmuch as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision, as he did abscond for 149 days, and his previous parole officer had no idea what he was doing, whether he was doing something positive or negatively during that period. Therefore, as I stated before, my motion is to revoke his community supervision.
Second.
Agreed. The unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. And if I heard Mr. Grady correct, you will be released on June the 17th of this year. Just a little while, it's not that long. But sir, stay on that medication, get well, because when you get out in June, sir, you will not have a parole officer to report to. You're going to be out there on your own. So put together a plan, be strong, so that when you get out in June, we will not see you again appearing before this board. Thank you so very much, sir. Please have a great afternoon, and please give a call back to the COC, sir. Thank you for your participation.
Thank you.